This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
There's a great picture with Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam mid-conversation with our next guest. You hear him every week on this program of the MMQB. The great Albert Breer joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Albert, welcome back to the show, bud.
How you guys doing? That thing's gotten way more mileage. I don't know how it got out there, but it's definitely out there now.
We're assuming that they just told you their entire plans for 2026. Is that correct?
Right. Or I was just introducing them to my wife, Emily, and my kids, Drew and Steve. And I can report that they were very gracious and very, very nice to my kids. So it was a good interaction. We were just kind of saying hello and catching up. Always good to see those guys.
I mean, that sounds good. We kind of wanted a little bit more juice than that, Albert.
Yeah, we were
being
hoping
honest.
Like they're really big on Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, I also may have had like a few drinks in the parking lot before that. So, that's another interesting part of the whole experience. This is my first game with my kids there, so I think part of them, part of their thought process during the day was like, I don't know why my dad finds it so appealing to stand around in a parking lot with his friends, but yeah.
You have enough Capri Suns, they'll get it.
Yeah, they'll learn one day. Yeah. Parking lot with friends is about as good as life gets, Albert.
Yeah.
For sure. It was a great weekend. I'll say this, like the atmosphere in the stadium is off the charts. Like that third and fourth down at the end of the game, I don't know if I've ever been in there when it was louder. It was unbelievable.
Albert, there's been a lot made of Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski being at this game, and then the Browns cavalry going down to LSU and Clemson with two quarterbacks who are very likely to be top 10, top 15, top 20 picks in 2026. The Browns conveniently having two picks. I looked at it as just like, well, the Browns have two first rounders next year. Of course, they're going to be more involved in the scouting process this year, this early. A lot of people took it just to mean the quarterback position. Is any of that a reach at this point?
Yeah, I don't think it's quarterback specific. I think maybe like the involvement of the owner would be like, that's the one thing I would say is like, sometimes when the owner goes on trips, it could signify that. I mean, it also, like, for some owners is just an opportunity to get around their scouts, and you know, it can be a good trip just as far as, you know, bonding with your football people. And look, like, they weren't the only ones. I mean, there are a lot of GMs that will go out on the road that specific weekend for a couple reasons. First of all, their season hasn't started, right? So they have a little more flexibility to do it. Since the cut down isn't that weekend anymore, there is not the amount of work for them to do at home than there used to be. And the players are mandated to be off, right? Like, there's rules in place. I think it's, you got to give them something like 4 or 5 days off in that window. So you can't even work with the players if you had any choice to, you know? So, like, I know a lot of teams that were out there. In fact, like, the Giants, the Bills, the Packers, like, there were a lot of teams that were out there over the weekend, and like a lot of guys, like I would say, using their owners' private jets to get from one place to the other efficiently. And I think that was a pretty popular trip on Saturday among NFL teams to be in Columbus there at noon and then hop on the private jet and go down to Clemson to see Clemson LSU, because obviously those four teams are all going to have a lot of guys that are going to get picked early next year.
So what'd you make of Arch Manning? Should we have expected it to look as rough as it did, and were we just all blind to that?
Yeah, I think it's a little unfair to the kid too. Don't you guys? I mean, I've said this like a bunch of different places today, and I really feel strongly about this. Like, there's nothing he could have done in those two starts last year that should have made anybody like project him to be the first overall pick. Now, he may wind up being that, you know, we'll see. But this rush to be early on that stuff is a little ridiculous. I mean, teams I've talked to, like the baseline number of starts that you'd like to have for a college quarterback, and this is the baseline, is 25, right? And the reason that number is what it is because the quarterback needs to build up a library of things that he's seen, different defenses that he's seen, different adjustments he's had to run, all that different stuff, right? And then, you know, like you have a variety of opponents. So now the scouts have a chance to see you against different looks and different types of teams. Those teams now have the chance to adjust to you, right? Like, so once you put five or six games on tape, now they've got some tendencies on you. So now, like, they're going to attack you a little bit differently, and they're going to force you to play to some of your weaknesses, which is going to show another level of your game. So there's all this stuff that you've got to gather as an NFL team on a quarterback that can only be done if a guy starts a lot of games, right? Like, and you have that body of work. And that didn't exist on Arch, you know? So, I mean, what did he play? UTSA and Mississippi State, which was last in the SEC last year, right? Like, those are the only two full games we saw from Arch Manning. I believe he had not thrown a pass outside of Austin, Texas, a college pass outside
That's right.
of Austin, Texas,
yeah. mm-hmm.
until Saturday, right? So, like, I think this level of expectation was a little insane. I think a lot of the people that were building him up are the same ones that are tearing him down now, because that's the game we play with all of them. And I think, like, you can, like, see a lot of good in the kid by seeing how he handled that, right? Like, I don't know if you guys saw the Yahoo story on him that ran, like, a few weeks ago, but it was an interesting quote, like, in there. Like, so Michael Taft, who's one of their leaders, he's a safety on the Texas team, close friends with Arch, so that Arch said to him, I can't wait until I throw a pick, and everybody who says I'm the best player is going to say I'm the worst player, right? And there's a self-awareness to that that I think was, like, really cool. You know, and then I think even in the game, like, I don't know, I felt like he showed some resiliency. Like, there were a lot of spots where he probably didn't know what the hell he was looking at, because they did a really good job, Ohio State did, of disguising. But he kind of rolled with the punches and made a couple high-level throws at the end of the game, the one for the touchdown, the one down the sideline to the tight end on the last drive. Like, it wasn't perfect. Even the last throw, I don't know, he's getting whipped around by a defensive lineman, and he finds a way to get that ball out and at least give his tight end a chance, you know. Now, unfortunately, his tight end had Caleb Downs tackling him, you know, and but otherwise, like, if that had been another player, maybe the kid fights and gets the first down, and we're talking about this differently. So, I think the situation Arch was in, like, there's probably a handful of first round picks in Ohio State's defense. You had a Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator there, and absolutely zero tape on what Matt Patricia was going to do at the college level. I actually think Arch showed some resilience. It wasn't great. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you he was awesome. But, you know, I do think it's indicative of the process that all these guys got to go through so they can be prepared for the pros and so the pros can get a proper read on who they are as players.
Albert, for a lot of reasons, I think there's a segment of fans that took Haslam and Barry and Stefanski and even not just them being there on Saturday and then being at Death Valley as well, but also, like, the comments about, you know, obviously needing to find that franchise quarterback. Some have taken that to mean that the Browns are already planning for 2026, maybe at the expense of 2025. I'm just curious how we kind of thread those two lines of there isn't an obvious franchise quarterback in the building in 2025 and the need to get one in 2026 where you still have to let this season play out.
Well, let me start here. Like, I do think, like, that, like, I've said this to you guys a few times, like, for Kevin Stefanski and his staff to maintain to maintain the trust of the locker room, they're going to have to give those guys the best shot to win week to week, right? Like, you can't wave the white flag on a season and expect to hold on to the locker room. So, you know, I think on a week-to-week basis, they're going out and trying to win games. But, yeah, there's a planning element to it. And look, like, how often does a third-round pick or a fifth-round pick become your franchise quarterback? I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory looking at the depth chart when you see a 40-year-old as a starter, and then you see two rookies that were drafted outside of, what, the top 80 picks, whatever that number is, you know, like, that are on the roster. Like, there's just chances are they're going to be looking for a quarterback in the first round of the draft in April. It's just, all you have to do is look at it logistically. And so, of course, they need to be out there. They need to be looking at all the different quarterbacks. They need to be doing all of their homework. And the live exposure part of it is a really important piece of it. So I would say they'd be more worthy of criticism if they weren't doing all of this right now. You know, it's a really important thing. And if you go back and you look, like, right, like, and I can remember writing stories about the Bills process with Josh Allen and the Chiefs process with Patrick Mahomes. And you go back and you kind of, like, pull the curtain back on what all those teams did, like, going back years before drafting those kids, it's astounding the amount of work that goes into it. And that's what it takes to get it right at that position, you know? I can think of, like, so there's this one thing with Mahomes, right, where, you know, Chris Ballard was working for the Chiefs at the time, and he was at Texas Tech on a Saturday night, and this would have been in 2015. And it was like, and anybody knows who Lubbock, it can be freezing cold there with bad winds, all that stuff. It's West Texas, right? And Ballard was there to scout a bunch of players not named Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is a true freshman. And he watched Mahomes throw the ball, and the ball cut through the wind. And, like, the way it looked on, like, a night when, like, people, when most quarterbacks wouldn't be able to operate. And that was, like, the first time where it was, like, it got run up the flagpole that this is something maybe we want to keep an eye on. So it's that deep, like, stuff like that. And, you know, I think the Browns going out and looking at Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik and whoever else this weekend, I think it's just them doing the work that needs to be done when it comes to trying to get it right at that position.
Yeah, and then as the season moves on, is it kind of like going to be like what we heard with, like, Joe Shane with Colorado, where he was basically living there for a stretch? Is it going to be something like that where we find out after the fact how involved they are?
Yeah, but, I mean, Joe wasn't just at Colorado. Joe did a lot of stuff. I mean, I did a story on this in the spring. Mm-hmm. I love digging into that stuff. But, I mean, yeah, like, Joe was all over the place. You know, Joe was in Oxford, Mississippi. Joe was in Miami. Like, Joe did all the work on all the quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think it's definitely possible that you'll hear about some of that when it comes to, you know, not only like Andrew Berry, but also his, like, top lieutenants, Glenn Cook, you know, Cat Hickman, like the people that are going to be involved in that decision-making process to get eyes on the kids, you know? I don't know. I mean, this is, like, the most, if they do wind up taking a quarterback in the first round, that's, like, the most important decision a general manager can make is who to pick with whatever resources you have to get one in the draft. So yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders couldn't make it. It just means you're preparing yourself for the likelihood that you will be, you know, drafting one next April. That's all.
Albert Breer of the MMQB on the Fan Hotline. The Micah Parsons trade sent shockwaves throughout the NFL. I know we were pretty surprised because it just plenty of guys have had contract kerfuffles. Plenty of guys have demanded trades, and most of them, if not all of them, have ended up back with their original team on a new contract. Do you think that Micah Parsons trade, could that actually lead and maybe change the NFL in this kind of very modern stance of it doesn't matter, we have all the power, or do you see this as more of a one-off?
I mean, I think there's an element of, like, what you're talking about, which is, like, you know, I use the term control over workforce. Like, that definitely exists with owners, and Jerry's been a real hawk when it comes to that stuff, you know? So I wouldn't poo-poo what you're saying. I think that this was, like, a little bit of a unique situation, just in that, I'd say the way the Cowboys do business, there are some questions you can ask about it, like, and the way they did it the last few years with some players. and it feels like it finally blew up in their face a little bit. That said, I actually think like the Cowboys were thinking big picture with some of this stuff and trying to lean into what Brian Schottenheimer's trying to build there, which he's used the term the greatest culture in America in professional sports. And that's hyperbole probably to some degree, but if you're looking to build that, like, you know, Micah has been an issue in the locker room the last couple of years. So like they tried to sign Micah, but like the decision was made a while ago, like that if we are going to trade Micah, then maybe part of it needs to be leaning into it and like leaning into what Shoddy's been trying to establish here. And sure enough, like the player that they wind up asking for when they're talking to Green Bay is a guy who fits that to a T in Kenny Clark. So I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a huge risk walking away from a player like that. There were reasons why the Cowboys wound up being open to it. And, you know, now, like, we'll see how it goes. Like, I think Micah's going to a place that's going to understand how to use him, and it's probably going to get the most out of him. So, like, there's a chance early on that it's going to look really bad for the Cowboys. But I think for them, this is more of a sort of a long-term play. And, you know, how does Kenny Clark look now? How do the first-round picks that come in look later? And, you know, and then how does the culture that Brian Schottenheimer's trying to build wind up serving them as a team? Because that's obviously a team that's had talent over the years, but the locker room has always been, like, a little bit different, a little bit sideways. So, you know, I think there's some self-reflection here from a team that hasn't been to a conference title game in almost 30 years, which, by the way, is the second longest or third longest streak in the league behind only the Dolphins and your Cleveland Browns. And even including the Browns is debatable because when the streak started, it was actually the old Browns that were in the league.
Albert, I want to tap into how you know like the inner workings of the NFL and how things operate. Rashee Rice gets a 6-game suspension, and then I think a lot of people they just kind of thought that the Isaiah Bond and the Judkins news was going to be a day after, 2 days after, because usually when you get one resolution, then it seems like the other guys are somewhere close around there. Is that typically how it goes? Is it just nowhere close to right?
Well, that can be the case. I mean, sometimes you'll see those things bunched up on like holiday weekends, you know what I mean? Like, so they try to dump them so they don't get a lot of attention. So that definitely exists. You know, I think in this case, like with Rashee Rice, the reason you didn't get, you know, conclusions for those situations is mostly because like Rashee Rice wasn't pushing something out at a certain time. It was more they had negotiated a settlement and like when they, you know, came to the resolution that it's going to be 6 games. There was going to be no appeal. And so really there was no reason to wait on it. At least the league didn't feel that way. And so, you know, like they make the announcement of 6 games and then everybody can move on. So, yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I don't think that in this case it had anything to do. I don't think in this case it had anything to do with trying to package anything together. I think it was just, The lawyers came to an agreement and everybody decided it was best just to rip the Band-Aid off and make the announcement.
Albert, we got about 30 seconds here. If Quinshon does sign at some point early in this week, is it too ambitious to suggest he could be on the field on Sunday?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
It feels like it would be. Yeah, it feels like that'd be a little much. He was around in the spring, so he has some baseline for the offense, but I would think he'd probably want to give him a little bit longer to ramp him up. If for nothing else, then he needs to get in football shape. You know what I mean? Like, and whatever he's been doing over the last, month and a half, it doesn't necessarily replace going and getting knocked around and getting your body ready to play football.
Albert, great stuff, buddy. Really appreciate you. And again, we'll the nuclear codes from the Browns. We'd like those maybe next week if you can put those in. No, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Albert Breer there on the fan hotline of the MMQB. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say about the Browns and the path forward in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I wanted Albert to ham it up a little bit more. I did. I wanted to be like, well, that was just one of the NFL owners that I met, met and talked with. But the idea, I do like the idea that he was very graciously introducing his family to the Haslam.
Probably is all that actually happened too. That's the sad part about that, right? Is that like we wish they were doing like really in depth breakdowns, and it's like no, they probably were all just introducing families.
By the way, if I took my family, they wouldn't want to be there. No, that didn't sound right.
What do you mean? Yeah.
What I mean is they would want to be there, but anytime dad would introduce them to people, they'd be like, "That this is not why we came." Because I know because
and
like.
They'd be like, oh, dad turns us into a work function. Yeah,
exactly. Like I would go into
I was Albert,
football
I'd be like, hey, you wear your Buckeyes t-shirt and you'd be happy we're putting bread on the table, okay?
I mean, that's kind of been my response at like the local football games when my kid is marching. Is, we have listeners come up. I saw our buddy Jeremiah. I've seen plenty of people that happen to just be in Wadsworth that weekend. And every time Vanessa rolls her eyes, she's like, oh, Mr. Big Shot.
Well, it's like the politician side of it, right? You're just shaking hands and kissing babies.
I'm just trying to.
You know she loves it. Don't even give me that, though.
She absolutely
loves it.
Yeah, she absolutely does.
Yeah, she does.
She just can't tell me that she likes when that happens.
Yeah, she gets to act annoyed, but she loves it. Oh, see, at least doesn't even front face about that. At least loves that stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff.
She loves it.
So what else to you stood out to Albert there? Or about what Albert had to say.
I did think it's interesting that the timing of it. And I want to make sure that we kind of focus as the season moves on, whether or not we keep seeing these stories or whether it was just the idea that this weekend is a big weekend because they can't do anything with the players. They really have nothing they can do at the facility. If you want to tell them to break down Bengals preseason tape, I'm sure they've done it 27 million times already. But like this is the weekend to go out and do those type of things. I thought that was interesting. But I also think it's interesting how he highlights, like, Joe Shane. You know, we asked him about Colorado, for instance, and how he basically lived there with Shador, and he's like, well, he lived in a couple other spots as well. Like, not many people that are New York Giants supporters knew that Joe Shane was hanging out in all these different spots as often as he was. And so if we find out after the fact that Andrew Berry, let's say, was in LSU for months on end, you know, hanging out with Nussmeier, we can't really be too shocked by it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the part. Like, Jimmy being there doesn't really mean anything to me, because if Jimmy's making the pick, you're already screwed. Even if he gets it right, it's just not a good sign. And Kevin's not going to be able to be there throughout the season. Like,
unless Andrew Berry and company think that they can almost tell Jimmy what to think without telling him what to think. Like, invite Jimmy on these trips. Right, they use his plane, and then they just keep leaving subtle, impressionable spots where they're like, so,
whew.
No one makes that throw like Nussmeier, am I right? And then they do like a Nussmeier conversation.
So they try and inception him?
Yes, in many ways. If we are to believe how the Deshaun Watson trade went down the way it went down, it was Kevin and it was Andrew Berry presenting Deshaun Watson to Jimmy Haslam, so we know that they have influence.
I mean, they've already gotten to believe that the process matters more than the results. So
he can be moved.
I mean, how bold could they really be with this?
Listen, think about it. Would you?
We live in the era of gaslighting, so why wouldn't you do this to your owner?
Somebody wise once told me you can accomplish a lot of things in life if you don't care who gets the credit for it, right? If they convince Jimmy Haslam that it's Jimmy's idea through all these different trips and everything else, you might get with the quarterback you want.
Now, can I just... This wasn't really going to be the point of it, but like, I understand Albert's part on Arch Manning, that he felt bad for the kid, the way people reacted to how poorly he played early in that game. There's some good stuff later in the game, but just the general sense coming out of that Arch hurt his stock. And my response would be, you could have gone to Ole Miss. You could have gone to an ACC school that wouldn't have gotten this kind of attention. If you're Arch Manning, you went to Texas for games like this. And this one game, because it's so early in the season, Look at the rest of Texas's schedule. He's got
a lot of opportunities.
He's got six opportunities, because there might be two stinkers in the SEC this year, and that might be on the schedule. He's got six opportunities to go ahead and push back on this.
The hard part is that it doesn't happen for another like 4 or 5 weeks. When we had Anwar on Friday, he was like, I don't even know who they're playing in the next month. I just show up to these games, and there's not many teams that they're actually up against.
It's a Belichick conversation. They've got Charlotte, and then they've got, I think, Richmond after this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like by the time the Belichick stuff... By the time they play somebody in the ACC, they're going to be 2-1.
I think they've gone like UCF or something. I don't even know if UCF is going to be good this year.
It is Central Florida. You're right. And then the next week after that is ACC. Yeah. So you could be 3-1 by the time, but people aren't going to react to it the same way as when TCU waxed your ass. Or the same thing with Arch of like, all right, beat this SEC team. And then all of a sudden people are going to forget about the Ohio State game.
Unfortunately, though, Arch might end up developing a Drew Aller type syndrome from last year, where you're like, oh, he's awesome against every team that isn't a big time team. Mm-hmm. And he's one game away from a really top tier competitive team of having that label get stamped on him. And that's really hard to overcome.
I just think like there's been this pushback, like, well, the media created the hype around Arch. It's like, and his family has leaned into it. Arch has made a lot of money based off the hype of who, of the Manning name, of going to Texas, of all the different things that they've done to set him up for his future. That, by the way, that doesn't make the people who've gone too hard on the kid today and yesterday right, or of the weekend right. But this idea of like, I feel bad for the kid. I'm like, I think he's 20 years old. He's going to be fine.
Well, and also, I thought Albert undersold how many NFL players might be on this Ohio State defense. One of the things, and I was even one to congratulate Matt Patricia on the job well done, but one of my takeaways was like, wait a second. Like Matt Patricia was good, but you have like 8 or 9 guys that are going to play on Sundays on that defense right now for Ohio State. Like at some point the players do matter in this equation, and I don't know that he's going to play a better defense this season.
Yeah, I mean Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, those are just two of the names. I think that was my biggest takeaway from this weekend. I actually texted Albert this after we got off the phone together, because I actually wanted to make this point. We ran out of time. I went from going into this season thinking, I mean, come on, what are we doing here? This is, you shed 30% of your roster into the NFL or graduating.
15 guys got drafted.
Like, come on now. You had so many super seniors and so many, your depth pieces were guys with incredible amounts of experience. What are we doing? And then to look like the far better team on both sides of the ball to a Texas team who I do think is still a playoff team to look like that.
Yeah.
And you're starting a freshman quarterback that is only going to get better with time. I left feeling this weekend like, who in the Big Ten is going to be able to do what Texas did to you, let alone like are you just going to remain untested? Is Ohio State's biggest test from now until the playoffs themselves?
Probably.
Because that's what it felt like after then going through their schedule and being like, yeah, you should beat them. You should beat them. You should still beat them.
I like that you gave credit to Texas there, though, because I do think it's important as we have all these week one games and we have the big primetime matchups. And I want to reward the teams like Texas that take on the Ohio States in week one, give us the primetime matchups. And then as long as you don't lay an egg, and they didn't lay an egg, they look competitive. They had it down to that final drive with Arch Manning. I think we need to reward those teams as well.
216-474-0092. Good Lord. Words are hard. It's my Monday. The question here we're throwing out to you guys is, after hearing what you've heard, do you think the Browns are all in on a quarterback in 2026? I think they know that's likely to be the route. I still want to give, as much as I don't believe in Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback, I still want to give him and Shador a chance to kind of take the scene here and at least do something, especially if they get into the season, the earlier they get into the season.
And Jimmy does too. That's why, you know, what was it, a month ago, he said he wanted to see both quarterbacks, and Kevin Stefanski knows that we want to see both rookie quarterbacks. But I do think Albert made another good point there, the idea that the expectation can't be that Dylan and Shador take the job and run with it. You have to play with the idea that the more likely outcome is you're taking quarterback in 2026. You have to prepare and you have to put yourself ready for that.
So from the big excitement in Columbus to the big disappointment in Chapel Hill, I think a lot of people are rooting for that. I think I can tell you that much after the reaction in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. With the way people reacted to Bill Belichick getting curb stomped by TCU, could you tell that people want him to fail?
Yeah, what was worse, Belichick reaction or Arch Manning reaction?
Belichick.
Because that Arch Manning in the moment was for about it was like an hour stretch where I don't think I've ever seen anyone take it harder on the internet.
Yeah, but the point
easy now.
I actually have. There's a lot of sites.
That was very well done, but easy now. A lot of sites for that.
Yeah, very interesting. I've done a lot of film study. Lots to want to take.
What?
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay? Fudd. On the incognito tab there.
I actually do like it spicy.
Now, that being said, well, at least with the Arch, there was like a pushback. Like there was that first hour, and it was people going way too hard in the paint on a 20-year-old college
kid. People were really after Arch.
But then there were people, even today, like Dan Patrick being like, it's the media. The media created this hype. He didn't do any. It was like, okay, he leaned into the hype. Let's not act.
I mean,
like,
I saw how many Bronny Jr. photos did you see?
A fair amount.
It was everywhere.
But there was nobody coming to the defense of Belichick. You know, it was like a tsunami of hate. That like we at least with like, okay, there were a couple big waves for Arch, and then there was pushback, right? There was just wave after wave. Okay. There was Jordan Hudson jokes. There were Belichick jokes.
What helped with the Belichick one is that they scored on the opening drive, and they made it look so easy, and it looked like they were going to score 50. And so everyone that was rooting for Belichick, even if they were privately rooting for Belichick for the previous 8 months, they all came out and was like, see, I told you. This is
they got out in the open real quick so you could pick them off.
Oh, my gosh, so quick. And how can you blame them? North Carolina ran up and down that field and made it seem like they were just going to never stop scoring. And then they went, Gio Lopez went a whole hour and a half without completing a pass.
It's full 90 minutes. It was not good. Although this might mean
six drives completing a pass.
It might mean that Max Johnson gets the job. That's a feel-good story.
Yeah, but that's another thing. It's like we had somebody that has played like 30 SEC games, and he's just your backup quarterback. Yeah, well, you got to see what Gio's got?
Because he is the Alex.
In what world?
Because he's the Alex Smith of college football. I think there was like he almost lost his leg. Maybe he doesn't have to play. And then Bill took a shellacking for a half and was like, you know what? Leg schmeg. Let him get it out there.
While we're on quarterbacks in that game, I would love to, if I was going to drop anybody in our quarterback Deadpool, I was going to pick up the vacuum cleaner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hoover looked awesome. He looked absolutely awesome.
Have you heard the social media stuff going on around him?
No.
So there are some people on the internet accusing him of being a furry. I promise you, this is not a bit. And so I can't watch that kid play football without being like, I don't know if that's an internet bit or if he really is.
I don't know what that does for me here.
I will tell you.
I can't possibly think that
the next Browns quarterback being a furry would be incredibly hilarious.
I want to defend him and be like, furries are kind of like a thing that people...
Remember, we don't kink shame.
We
don't do it.
Isn't there like a whole furry fest in Pittsburgh?
I believe there is.
I think like one weekend out of the year, it's like this massive furry fest in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that takes over. That's how Pittsburgh got down.
It takes over the entire city. I've heard Pony talk about this before. It takes over like the entire city. It's like the National Furry Convention or something. Mm-hmm. And it's just furries everywhere.
Yeah.
And the defense on it from Pittsburgh people are like, hey, listen. It might be a little weird, but they drive a lot of money into the city for that weekend.
And yes, they do.
They spend a lot of dough. And so, like, they've embraced the furries.
Yeah.
They've embraced the furries.
Maybe the TCU quarterback. I'm telling you. I don't know that I'm going to have a quarterback be a furry, though. Why not?
Wow.
You're not going to out-freak this freak. Here's the thing.
There's a lot of hobbies you can have in, Nick, and your wife. A lot of hobbies you can have. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it... The Dallas Cowboys imported and exported...
So a cavalry of women on a weekly basis.
I don't think.
I want to know to what extent
if they're dressed like a panda bear.
To what extent are we just talking? Is that what it is? He just dresses up as like a panda bear.
Sure, I don't know what his avatar is. Where did these
rumors come from? They had to have seen him in a furry costume, right?
There was some.
Oh no, this is getting away from
Instagram
you.
Instagram story.
This is getting away from you really quick.
No, some oh, Instagram yeah. story.
Vocal where sports radio was, host believes the internet and then runs amok on.
I'm going to tell you, it was all. Search Hoover TCU furry.
I'm gonna.
You will not be able to get away from this.
I'm gonna.
All right. And then remember, he put boots, not just to other furries this weekend, but to North Carolina.
Okay, For the Win has a whole article about how fake this is.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Hoover's already put this. I know you don't believe it when I say it. I know you're like, uh-huh. What else is he going to say? Yeah. He did a whole press conference essentially explaining, which maybe if you're doing a whole press conference on it, maybe you're already losing.
Okay. Yeah. Did he say definitively, I am not
a
furry?
So the photo had him wearing a fur suit. For the uninitiated, the furry subculture focuses on animal characters and his practitioners often dressing up in elaborate costumes or fur suits. And then For the Win goes, it needs to be said right off the bat, this is very photoshopped, very much not real.
Mm-hmm. For real?
Very much not real.
Not for real.
They had him in the fursuit kind of looks like a TCU mascot
kinda
in many
does.
Ways. Not a horn frog, but like if it was like TCU had a different one. Very fake. Very
there
not
is
real.
A horn there. You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay? But I think you could tell by the response to Belichick.
After the fake Hoover photo circulated, fans resurfaced an older and very much real photo from former California and current Oklahoma running back Jaden Ott.
Mm.
So there are furries among college football players. They do exist.
They just live
don't
among
think,
us.
They just don't think Hoover's one of them.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not. Listen.
Well, if you're into the furry culture and you're Hoover, why would you deny it if you're into the furry culture?
Because you're in a football locker room, which is already hard enough to be a part of without people knowing what you're into.
I mean, did he think people wouldn't see him in this? Was he trying to?
I can't.
Is it pretty obvious if you dress up as a furry that people are going to see you at a furry convention if you're a starting quarterback?
I can't slip into his fur. Who wants to be daddy?
Okay. A lot of furry memes for one of the best. I thought he looked awesome this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a reason.
He looked really good. What is that reason?
He's fur powered.
Yeah. You're fur powered right now. I'll tell you that.
Powered by something. But no, I do think the fact.
That's that, my quarterback.
Enjoy the bulge.
I hope Big Furry comes after you now. I hope the Cleveland organization of furries comes after you.
I have supported him. You just said supported you couldn't him. Support a furry quarterback where I was like,
that is true.
Why not?
I just think it's a little odd. I just think it's for my quarterback.
I do not.
I
believe I set the tone on this show by saying we do not kink shame. And here you are.
I've been saying we do not kink shame for longer than anybody. But in this instance, and it's not even kink shaming. This is just, you said it yourself. How do you go into that locer room?
10 out of 10.
I didn't
absolutely
say that.
Would.
After that, exactly
I said,
yeah,
maybe
said.
You stay on the down low with that because of the locker room.
How do you go into that locker room after that? I do not know.
With pride.
I thought he looked really good.
Yeah. Chin out there.
I'm debating drafting him for my quarterback, Deadpool, but we can wait on this now.
Now.
We can wait.
Also, Bonjour Bob saying it was probably all done by AI. He's not talking about Allen Iverson. He's talking about artificial intelligence.
And he means the photos, the initial photos?
I think so.
Yeah. What a funny college football prank, though, to just because it's so out there, but it's also there's a shred of it being real, and it's funny enough that people would want to run with it. Like if you had dressed up Julian Sane in a furry costume, mm-hmm. It totally could have worked if you'd beat him to the punch.
I think it kind of matters what you dress up as. Like if you're a grizzly bear, I'm that's a powerful animal. If you're I'm a frog, I'll be I ran over one of those on accident the other day. That's not a very powerful animal, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I mean, no, but sure.
You said a lot of contradictory things there.
I said no, but sure, as if I'm playing along with it. But no, I don't think the intensity of the animal really matters in the equation for me.
Yeah, that's a dominance thing.
No, I don't. If my quarterback dresses up as a furry, I don't care if you're a lion. I don't care if you're a frog. I don't care what you
about
are.
About gazelle?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
So, Daddy's back.
But I dressed up as a bear. Bears are ferocious. I don't care. Don't care.
Were you rooting against Bill Belichick this weekend? And an update on Quinshon Judkins and maybe putting us in our place just a little bit there. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.